Everyone, welcome back to the Topsoil Podcast, a new type of episode, a new type of podcast here. I don't know, we'll try this and see how it goes. This is Topsoil Cab Chats, first go at this, basically first day of planting here for 2018. We're out with Brian Hora here planting in Washington County, planting into some cover crop stuff tonight. We'll be able to kind of see behind us here, dragging the planter through the field. And second field going at it here now, and things seem to be working out okay, but what do you think here so far?
The conditions are actually really good, other than being a little cool out. The conditions for planting are terrific. It's dry, and especially the surface is really dry, and underneath it's a little damp, but no-till conditions, it's turned out pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I kind of think too. Like, been out in a lot of fields, whether it be tilled stuff or no-till and cover versus no cover, whatever it may be, and everything's kind of the same on drying out on top. Now we've got sun the last couple days, but there's still moisture underneath, and I don't know, I think we're getting pretty good conditions. Been doing a lot of checking on the soil temps and stuff as well, and everything now we're running mid-50s here today, and not great, but it's good enough, and it's time to get things going. So, getting the auto steer going here today too. So, beeping along, but trying to get straight rows going out here too. Planting in a field that's pretty hilly, and it's got contours to it. Definitely a spot where we need some cover crop though.
It's pretty cut up, so we. Yeah, we happen to be in a spot where we can use the auto steer here.
You can see that
make it work pretty good.
The timber and everything here behind us.
Yeah, we rattled the deer out earlier.
Deer, pheasants. We've been saying that we're getting our animal diversity going back out here with our cover crop, just because of all the deer and the pheasants, and I mean now coyotes and rabbits and all sorts of stuff out here. So. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know. Definitely a spot where we got plenty of hunters coming around, though, that are wanting to check things out here. And there's plenty of animals coming back, but a lot of microbes and stuff, too.
Yeah, this area, this cover crop that we got is, we had a hailstorm hit here last summer, last August, and it thinned this bean crop out pretty, got it pretty thin. And we had some ryegrass growing that got a pretty early start. And
like August.
Yeah, it got started going first week of August, and it didn't really have a lot of competition from the beans since they pretty well got hailed out. But some of this rye's got some pretty good size to it. So over the past week, when not much else is getting greening up a lot, but this bigger rye was really attracting the wildlife to it.
Yeah, some of the stuff I hear is probably getting 8-10 inches tall, and some of the big chunks.
Yeah, some of this stuff is definitely 10 inches tall. It's grown a lot in the last day or two, and it's going to really take off here in the next day or two before we probably get it sprayed within a couple of days. Try to knock it all down, but so into a green, it has not been sprayed or herbicides.
Yeah, so hit on that just a little bit. We've been talking a lot about getting things terminated on the podcast, and now we're saying, hey, conditions are good. It's not, we don't want to go and spray. We want to get stuff in the ground and get it planted while we've got conditions right to get it planted. But typically we've been putting on Roundup out here, but now this year switching over to some Gramoxone.
We're going to try some Gramoxone on this bigger ryegrass. We're going to try to knock it down quick. And it's going to have some size to it after the next 2 days before I get to it spraying. But the thought was, well, we'll get it planted and then drive the sprayer back over it versus trying to plant into a sprayer track. Makes it pretty difficult sometimes to get your depth right. So I thought we'd try getting the planter going and get it in the ground quick and then spray over the top. And that gives us a chance, to ride a little better chance to get going too.
Well, and the good thing, now we're looking at 60, 70 degrees and sunny every day.
Yeah, what are we, 72, 78
degrees?
Yeah,
it's like 70 right now, but when we're going to be spraying Gramoxone in a couple days. The biggest thing there is that it's that chlorophyll is activated and the photosynthesis is up and going. And then you get that cell membrane disruptor in there to get that busted up. So making sure that we got sunny conditions is kind of the key there. And with a lot of sun coming here for the next week or so down in Southeast Iowa, we're gonna have pretty good conditions to get that stuff killed off. And not a lot of weeds coming. There's some dandelions and stuff, but nothing else major really that's coming.
There really isn't. Normally we would see some ragweed, but we're not seeing any of it yet.
No.
Ragweed, or there's really no Maristail out here either. Probably had a pretty good weed control on the beans there last year, which helped. And that hail late didn't really, we didn't get any weeds come after that. But
well, because last year then was the first year of cover crop on this farm, and it was pretty tall rye. Yeah. Obviously it went all the way, seeded out, headed out, went to seed. Don't have my co-host Trent here today, but he didn't get as much cover crop business from us here this year because the rye seeded itself. And I mean, you can kind of see this here beside me, if you're watching this on Facebook. And we didn't plant most of this rye out here. We came back and spotted in a little bit, but most of this is volunteer rye, and it's thick.
Yeah, I just said when it knocked it down, and those plants that had survived, they had seed heads on them, so I dropped them in a chunk. And
so now instead of just one single plant that's kind of tillered out, now it's more so chunks of plant out there.
Yeah, and this grass here, with it being 8-10 inches tall, we did cut these beans, and they didn't do real well, but
because of the hail.
But this grass really wasn't this big in the fall. There were maybe some pockets where it was 8 or 10 inches tall, but for the most part, it wasn't any more than about 6 inches tall. But it was just really, really thick.
Yeah.
In certain areas, and then there's areas where there wasn't any cover crop or any ryegrass growing.
So a lot of times we're shooting for 35 pounds per acre of rye or so, a head of beans, maybe getting, 40 or 45 pounds, but now we've got multiple bushels of rye out here this year, so real thick, especially a head of corn. That's part of getting out here and getting going on it early and make sure we get it killed early, and trying to make sure we get ahead of it. So, but we've been getting the auto steer beeping at us a lot. We don't have very long rows right here, but we've been adjusting nitrogen plant a little bit too, to make sure that we don't run out, that it's not all tied up in the cover crop. We can visually see that the cover crop is getting to the anhydrous on some spots out here, that we can see the rye greening up. But the rye is definitely not sucking up all of it. The anhydrous was put on fairly deep, and the rye is definitely rooting down there and getting it. But I think there's still plenty kind of left over too. So maybe hit on the nitrogen program a little bit.
Yeah, this all had anhydrous put on it last fall.
So we're kind of strip tilling right now. It's hard to see the strips. I mean, we can see them for sure, but it's hard to kind of keep into them.
Yeah, it's towards the latter half of November, I don't remember the date exactly, 20th or later in November when we put the anhydrous on, and we did that on all of this, kind of did it on all the acres, but especially into this ryegrass. But there's some areas you can see it where it's starting to green up right along the sides of the knife tracks, get a little darker green, but you don't see it everywhere yet. So it's just getting to the point where it's ready to start grabbing a hold of that. So maybe good time to knock it down here pretty quick.
And then anything now, like what's the rest of the plant? So we're not putting on anything with the planter, not set up to be able to do that, but.
No, I'll put on another 20, 25 pounds of liquid on with the herbicide. Here in a couple days. So it's going to get another shot of nitrogen over the top. And that should take care of it.
Yeah, that should be.
Other than we do have some ammonium sulfate, 100 pounds of ammonium sulfate. So we get a little shot of nitrogen from that and the MAP that's going on as well.
What's the timing on that? Coming here yet to be applied?
That's hopefully going to be put on yet this week.
Any day here.
Yeah, it's one of those, again, we've been looking at trying to get the fertilizer on. But the conditions over the past really 2 months really have not been real favorable for applying dry fertilizer. The days where it's been cold enough, we've had a pretty good snow cover. And when we didn't have the snow cover, we were wet. This right now is definitely the driest conditions we've seen in several months for to do anything.
Well, that's why, like, now everyone is planting today. Everybody is moving. All the tractors are out moving. There's anhydrous going on. There's guys spraying. A lot of tillage being done. And a lot of guys planting here, too. It's like, instead of having kind of everyone easing into it and a couple, like, guys get started early, then everyone else kind of starting later, now it's, like, everyone going at once. There was a little bit planted early, but, like, nothing really substantial, at least down in this area. So now today is like everyone's going all at once, no matter what your tillage practices are or anything. It's been, today is the day. Today is definitely the start of the spring here.
Well, it's not, it's kind of what everybody was dreading, that it would all break loose all at once.
Like the co-ops and stuff are like, that's what, they're definitely behind and everything too, but trying to do it all in a couple days instead of a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and we, not that we went to 80 degrees, I mean, it's not what you would call perfect planting conditions, but really with the forecast, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Pretty good window.
We're going to stay in the 60s and low 70s off and on throughout this week, whatever the days are. That's not bad for this time of year, especially for prolonged temperatures like this. Yeah. If it was a day or two, then it'd be a little shaky planting maybe, but we got prolonged temperatures, it's going to stay warm. So
yeah,
it's not like we got a 40-degree rain coming at us here anytime soon.
No, definitely, yeah. Looking good. I think, so tying that into getting the seed into the ground, that it's not excellent planting conditions, but pretty good. But talk about planter setup a little bit. We've got, this has all the precision planting bells and whistles, but hit on that a little bit as far as, you know, down pressure and trash rippers and all that kind of stuff, and getting a decent seed bed here, even in a big rye.
In these conditions, actually, the ground is really pretty loose. So with the delta downforce on this planter, I'm running it on the light rate. Actually, it's on the standard rate right now, if I remember right, running about roughly 100 pounds of down pressure is all. I tried it lighter earlier, and it was I was losing ground contact a little bit too much, so I've kind of settled in here at about 100 pounds of down pressure, and got clean sweep trash whippers, and we actually have a little bit of lift on them right now to keep the pressure off of them, to keep them from throwing too much dirt. So they're just they're turning all the time, but they're really not, we're trying to keep them from digging very much.
Try to see, for those of you watching, if we can get a little bit of this down here and you can kind of see what's going on. But
the,
had that set up corn, now, it's been working pretty slick.
Yeah, what we've been seeing is this corn, it's going in there about 1.75 inches right now. And we were kind of looking at some of the wetter, the clay hill sites. We had some issues, maybe a little bit of issue with a little bit of the furrow, maybe not closed as tight as you would like it, on some of the really tight clay, but everywhere else it's really looking pretty good. And with this root mass growing, I kind of think that this roots are gonna maybe break some of this stuff up a little bit for us in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
They're gonna continue to try to grow anyway.
Because that's what we were kind of talking about earlier, that we're essentially just cutting a slice through all the root mass that's here. That's why we typically want to plant quite this heavy. And it's definitely not rowed or anything. It's basically like you dumped on just a ton of rye out here. So it's just kind of a jumbled mess everywhere. And but we're basically just cutting through it, putting the seed down in there, getting it covered back up a little bit, but letting that rye continue to grow. And I think it'll kind of close itself back up a little bit. It's going to expand with the heat. It's going to be contracting back down. We've got cold temperatures coming at night, and there's a heck of a lot of earthworms moving out here as well. And for a field that it's only this field's second year cover crop, like we said, and the structure that we've seen get turned around out here is something that the literature and the research shows that you shouldn't be getting changes like this for like 5-10 years And we're seeing it in a year and a half.
Well, cover crops. Sort of didn't hurt to have all this extra ride.
Yeah, we got a lot. It's
it's, you know, we have, we've got cover crop that's been actively growing really since early August. That's kind of odd for that to happen, but it's just the way it is. And this particular field, it's probably going to do it a lot of good.
So, okay, so just kind of to wrap up, just get a little hit on the rest of the operation, what you have going on, and then how that kind of plays into the rest of our listeners and whatnot here, and things that you're looking at for this year or looking at going forward.
Well, for this year, I mean, we're, say, this first day of planting corn, so we'll stay on this for a few days. I did look at a field that's going into soybeans. Looked at it yesterday, and I was like, wow, that would have been like perfect planting conditions. It's got cover crop on it. It's some of it's got some size to it and some strip trials that we have. And with the rye is growing there, the radishes that were planted last fall, they're non-existent. They're not there at all. So it's just rye. But those conditions look really good too for planting. Soybeans will be planted into cover crop, and I'm not afraid to let that rye grow a little bit and plant into it.
And it's pretty good size, even for being drilled in the fall. It was okay.
Yeah, with the way the conditions were last fall after harvest, it seemed like every time we turned around, we were getting rain or light rain and just damp conditions. So the opportunities to plant cover crops weren't real good last fall. We kind of fought it throughout the entire fall. So try to keep on that, and we got some trials, a couple trials we're still trying to work with here. Getting set up, not certain what all those will end up being actually yet, but we're working at them. Nitrogen stabilizers, we just went through a strip here where we got a nitrogen stabilizer test strip in here. This all had Nutrisphere put on it last fall.
With the anhydrous.
With the anhydrous. So we're testing that out. We're trying to see if we can't make the cover crop thing work a little bit better for us.
Only third year with cover crops, and now we've got a lot of corn being planted into that cover crop. And I mean, as you can see, this stuff we're planting into, pretty good size cover crop too. Definitely not necessarily what the universities are recommending to do, but we're trying it, getting some things going out here. But
there wouldn't be a lot of years. Last year at this time, this cover crop was a lot bigger than what it is right now.
Yeah.
And we just, the cool temperatures this spring and long winter really slowed things down for maturing. And so it's created a little different challenge for us, but maybe a great opportunity for us to make this work a little better too.
Yeah, definitely keeping it back a little bit. And
but we're probably going to have conditions. Some really, really good conditions for killing when we spray.
Yeah.
I would assume that everybody will have that, a little better opportunity this week, just, you know, more consistent temperatures and such. Hopefully we just get a really good kill on it.
Yeah, definitely won't be really worried about it getting away from us like we were last year, where stuff was getting away from us, so that'll be nice. But
yeah, last year it was that grass was this tall, 8-10 inches tall. We have water standing in fields yet.
Yeah,
you couldn't get in to kill it. So
when it was this tall, and it was early part of April, not the later part of April. And we were trying to get stuff killed 10, 14 days before planting, and or even then it was getting close to planting time, and it was still not good and rough. But so any last kind of stuff here to leave the listeners of Soil Nation with?
Not really. Not today, I guess.
Not today. That's all right. I'm sure we'll have them back on later. For everyone, good luck out there. As a lot of guys really get rolling here this spring. And we'll have a lot more updates kind of be passed along. Let us know what you thought of this kind of an episode. Hopefully it worked out okay. And this is about the only chance to get any guests in. Everyone's out running. So same with Trent and myself. We thank you for listening also. And we're keeping busy too. So
Hopefully Trent's out throwing bags.
Trent's
and
definitely
getting his exercise in.
Yeah, Trent's doing a lot of lifting. If you see Trent, he's probably too busy for a beer, but definitely needs one here when he gets a rainy day. So other than that, though, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.